Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Glory unto God. The singing belongs to Him. The praises belongs to Him. The honor belongs to Him. Everything we do, it belongs to Him. It's all about Jesus. It's got nothing to do with us. Say amen. Your eyes are closed, your two hands are lifted up. And, you know, it was just amazing when she sang that song. One of Hannah Marvel's very lovely song. It was just appropriate and right to sing it unto the Lord. Yansumobia, Yebesumo. Yansumobia,
Yebesumo.
Yes, Mobia. Hold on the voices. I want to hear their voice. Yes, Mobia. Yes, Mobia. Yes, Mobia. Yansumobia, focus, please. Yansumobia, Yansumobia. Yakrayenimobia, Ajizawo, Enimobia. You cry in Imobia. Hey, yes, my Lord. Take it for the last time. Yansumobia. Yabasumo. Yansumobia. Yabasumo. Ah! Stop the break the music, Pastor Steve. And let these lovely people, they have beautiful voices. Let them sing with their voices. Come on, guys. Yansumobia. Yabas. Raise your voice, Yansumobia. Yansumobia. That's right. Yakrayenimobia. Ajizawo. Ah, this is powerful. Yenimobia. Ajizawo. Yenimobia. For the last time, Yansumobia, Yabesu, Yansumobia, Yansumobia, Yakrayenimobia, Yenimobia. I don't fear any mobia. Raise your two hands to the King. We love you. We love you. Hey! Ah! Shashada. Shida Bonucho. Which not just the phone in him, but before the king, but before the king. Presence of God is here. God is here. The power of God is here. Hey! Woo! Shadadadaka! Akia! Pida de hele kosi! Azia na 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 mando! Woo! Shashadaka! Thine is the kingdom.
Got it.
The power, the glory, forever and ever. You are worthy of glory. Judge of all motives. Woo. Zia na bahando kosha. God is here. The power of God is here. The presence of God is here. We crown you, be enthroned, be enthroned, be enthroned. Zia la badakosha. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted very high. We lift our hearts and voices. With blessed anticipation and cry and give to the praise of our foundation. We lift our hearts and voice with blessed anticipation. Let me hear your voice and cry. And give The praise of our
salvation.
Sing it for the last time. We lift our hearts and voice with blessed anticipation. And cry and give to God the praise of our
salvation.
We love you. Laya God of Obo Shada. See Anta. And cry and give to God the praise of our
salvation.
We honor you, faithful Father. We bow before your throne in worship and in praise. There is nobody like you. You are worthy. You are awesome. Hallowed be your name, Abba Father. We give you the splendorous worship, thanksgiving, and praise. Every hand lifted in this place. We are here to honor you and to serve and to worship and to give you glory. Thank you. Within this short time, we pray that your mind and your intentions will be revealed unto your people. Yes, we want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. And Father, we have no strength of our own. We have no articulation or articulated wisdom of our own. We only carry a message because he who you send speaks your mind and your intentions and your words. I pray in the name of Jesus, let your word bring healing and deliverance and restoration and transformation and repentance and restitution and recovery. Let your word bring therapy to your people, to the hopeless. Let it bring hope in the name of Jesus. Let it bring courage to the person who is giving up. I bless your name. We rebuke every demonic presence. We silence every noise. In the name of Jesus the Christ. We thank you for the opportunity and the privilege one more time. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Clap these hands, clap these hands, clap these hands. Ah! Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We're live on all these sister stations across the country. We're also live on Amansan Television, live on Facebook, YouTube, and on podcast. Good morning to all of you. My name is Kofi Odro. This is the W3 service, and W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. This morning, it is a blessing to be transmitting live from Isaac Kwabnampon Sam Memorial Temple. And I am so honored to let you know that Alabaster International Ministry is a ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. Going to be with you from now until top of the hour. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Today I'm a king can ye if you honey in simple. It's a ye do me no yimua a ye at you no any at you no backup. Was a hill of Ruby or Honomua were by fashion as in a musu or barber sorry. When we're better, Philip will free beside a work Galilee and in chain. What be catcher and said, Ura. Ye per se ye hono yesu. Or be Philip will free beside a work Galilee and in chain be catcher and said, Ura. Ye per se ye hono yesu. I haven't read you that. Allow me to go and read Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. Luke chapter 21. This is the most profound verse of scripture in the Bible at the moment. This particular scripture typifies and illustrates and brings into the fore and into the picture everything that is going on around the world at this present moment. This verse of scripture, it summarizes and culminates everything that you are thinking about. Anything that is going on around us, among the nations, among governors and in places and all that, this verse of scripture typifies, signifies, illustrates it, and personifies it more than any verse of scripture. And for the past 3 years now, I have read it continuously to you. The first one I read to you for the past 6 years plus, every morning we want, the message is the same. It cannot change. When God sends a person, he gives him a message. And the message tentacles. But the main core, the epicenter, the stem of the message, you know, is the same. And the revelatorical message is, we want to see Jesus. I don't know anything else why you are here. Anything else, Pastor Steve, will be a baseless reason. Except to see the Christ. The good thing is that when I see the Christ, anything that is expected of me from the grace of God will come into alignment. If a person gets a revelation of who the Christ is, you don't need to give any laws and warnings. That person will be in alignment. Say amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. They will just come into a profound alignment. And so I'm going to use the opportunity to speak to us within this brief time. And I am typifying this. The Bible said, take heed. It's a warning he begins with. Be careful. Fasting. This is the words of Christ. The Bible said, and when you will say peace, peace, suddenly disaster arises upon people. And I want to tell you, there is no peace. If anybody is promising any peace, I can promise you there is no peace. Peace is anywhere. I told you the truth. How is that dollar cost rabba from that? There are two ideas, so I don't say at this. Petro, what is a cobble be a quay? It will move on as they say, as what is it? Echo no quan echo. A dear way, India will be a best what you know, pay. Will be a best what he has, mammy. Can you come by here, Mr. Petro, about the tissue? When I may have, what about the tissue? But unfortunately, BB say anyhow. BB say, but that. It is a sin, no curano. And why not? Nick head in it. Niti in sweat. Dear walk and head in a manner. Dear walk, TNS, we had in a manner. Yeah. Ubi on wa onya obeba sorry but asem obetin into amba unya kakwesie dey onu ne gina ha ba asem akofi odru be kenti amba o shete biani suni banu awomu nu a adie we this is not a message that they would want to hear. So put back the scripture there. It is a profound revelation. Be careful least at any time or given opportunity your heart be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a sinner, the Bible said, it shall come upon everybody who is living on the face of the whole earth at the same time. We are worse. Sometimes I think, I tell you continuously that this country is sick. Others are dead. There are countries that are dead. The Bible said, watch ye therefore. He had already said unto you, be careful or take it. Now he's saying, watch. Watch! Ye therefore pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape the hour of temptation, which is upon the face of the whole earth. And we are hour of temptation. I'm telling you. You need to be counted worthy to escape the hour of temptation. Everybody will be tempted. Everybody will be tempted. I'm talking to you, the mind of God. Say a good amen. Amen. Whilst I build up, I will want to use today to culminate, even though I will finish it up on Bible study on Tuesday, 6 p.m. on Tuesday. I will culminate what we started. I call it the portrait of the beast, or the dynamics of the beast. I picked up the foundation from Revelation chapter number 13 and the first verse. The Bible said, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up from the sea, having seven heads, 10 horns, and upon the 10 horns, 10 crowns, and upon the 10 heads was a name of blasphemy. The Bible said in verse number 2, and the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet was like a bear, his mouth as a lion, and the dragon gave this beast his power, his seat, and his great authority. I will take my time and talk about the power of the beast, the seat of the beast, and the great authority of the beast on Tuesday. Because I am seeing three forces come together to form a beast. The Jezebelic spirit, the Babylonish spirit, and the Luciferian spirit builds a beast, and that itself creates a system. Say a good amen. Now, out of this particular scripture, Jesus was making a submission. The other day when he was talking about the parable of the sower, I love many of the parables. 46 parables Jesus spoke. Out of the 46 parables, there were spiritual parables, there were ethical parables, there were financial or fiscal parables, there were relational parables, there were also godly parables in terms of godliness. There were parables like that, salvational parables, parables of the kingdom. He spoke very, profoundly about the kingdom, and spoke about some very, competent truths in his word. But when he got to Mark chapter 4 and the 11th verse, the Bible, after he had outlined the parable before he came into the interpretation, in the 10th verse, Mark chapter 4 from verse 10, the disciples asked him why he spoke in parables. And they asked him what the meaning of the parable he just spoke was. And in the 11th verse, Jesus answered and said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. But he made a statement out of this verse. He talked about mystery here. Mystery. But in Matthew chapter 13, in the same finance, the physician also outlined. Matthew chapter 13, and from I think verse number 10, Jesus was asked by the disciples why he spoke in parables. And the same 11th verse, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know, this time not mystery, but mysteries. This time, he didn't say mystery. This time, he said mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But unto them that are without, he speaks to them in parables. The reason is because the world has blindfolded this generation. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4. The Bible makes a very solid outlining expatiation of God's word. 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 4th verse. Yeah. Say amen. 2 Corinthians, brother. Pardon me. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 4th verse. To whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine upon them. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you, you. That was a powerful worship this morning. I appreciate all of you. Allow me to outline 10 mysteries of God. And the 10 mysteries, there are many mysteries, but I just allow me to. Number one, the love of God is a mystery. Number one, the love of God is a mystery. I mean, how wicked we are. Still, he loves you. I don't understand. But God is love. God is love. And I don't understand that mystery. When we say something is mystery, it's mysterious. It comes from the Greek word mysteron, which simply means something that is concealed or something that is hidden or something that, you know, is covered and needs to be uncovered. It's a mystery. The love of God is mysteron. It's mysterious. Mentias here. Tafu brukua. Sabrin kawitia hono. God is love. The love of God is a mystery. Say amen. Amen. Number two, the grace of God is a mystery. We are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works that any man should boast. It's a mystery. That grace, I don't understand it, and that makes it mysterious. Say amen. Number three, the wisdom of God is mysterious. God is amazing. When I look at all of us seated here, we are all black people, but we have shades of black, and none of us have the same frame of facial appearance. Everybody has a different frame of face. The amazing thing about this particular wisdom that intrigues me a lot is our voice, the uniqueness of our voice. It's a mystery. Have you thought about it? As 4 billion people on the face of the earth, nobody has the same biometric print, fingerprint. Everybody has a different fingerprint. It's a mystery. It's a DNA. It's a mystery. Yeah, so the wisdom of God is amazing. Everything that you see, including the sea, the mountains, including the trees, and all the mineral enrichment that have been deposited under the earth, all this was done in 6 days. That is a mystery. That is a mystery. That wisdom, you know, amazes me. If a man meets a woman, what goes into a woman is just a fluid. But after 9 months, come hair, comes veins, come tissues, come fingernails, come all kinds of things. That is a mystery. Yeah. So he said, for you it is given to understand the mysteries, but for the people that are outside, they are spoken to in parables. You are here, and when I declare the mind of the Lord, you understand that particular mind. It is a mystery. You know, number four, the rapture is a mystery. A day is coming that we will be lifted from the face of the earth. That is a mystery. I'm looking forward to that. Baby, I hear you. Oh, my God. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse number 17, the Bible said, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is a mystery. As some way, if I say it in a club in Osu, the people will say I'm a lunatic. I'm speaking under lunacy. But because it's a mystery, the people who are outside do not understand this one. My job then, it is to go out and make them understand by the Spirit of God and by the grace of God. Number five, the power of God is a mystery. The power of Almighty God is a mystery. The Bible said, I'm not ashamed of the, you know, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. In other words, the power of God is also the gospel. Yeah, the power of God is the gospel. The power of God hit Nebuchadnezzar and he turned into a beast. The power of God hit Herod, and within just 1 second, a blink of an eye, he had decomposed just like that. Power of God. And the Bible said, once he have spoken, twice we have heard, that all power belongs to God. Number six, the judgment of God is a mystery. God will judge everybody. And that is a mystery. God judges between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, a father and a son, a mother and a daughter, a friend and his neighbor. God is going to judge. The Bible said we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and everything that anybody is doing, we shall come to account for it. There is judgment waiting for all of us. Say amen. Let's welcome the man of God. Clap for him. It's a mystery. There is a monster on there. Number seven, eternity is a mystery. Eternity. Put it in bullet points. I will get it back later. Eternity is a mystery. We are all pilgrims and sojourners. We'll be here all one man friend. Everybody sitting here, you are like a person that is in an airport. We are all waiting for our flight. Rose! Our flight is not here. We have taken to activity. And that activity, the Bible calls it purpose and vision. Yeah. So the love of God is a mystery. Number one. Number two, the grace of God is a mystery. Number three, the wisdom of God is a mystery. Number four, the rapture is a mystery. Number five, the power of God is a mystery. Number six, the judgment of God is a, watch your type of stuff, is a mystery. Eternity is a mystery. I told you, you know, emphatically, I told you one day that I traveled. I was in an airport, and there was a volcanic eruption, you know, and the volcanic ash causes the engines of planes to cease. And so anytime there is a volcanic eruption, you know, the flights are all canceled. The volcanic eruption and that volcano, baby, and it's, you know, a honey, you too, I be fat. And so they canceled all the flight. Whilst they canceled the flight, I was in the airline, booked everybody into a hotel and gave everybody a voucher. The seat, the capacity or the class of seat in which I was, it gave us particular vouchers that allowed us to shop within the airport. Because within the airport, ladies and gentlemen, there are shops. Duty-free shops We are not only talking about perfume and intoxicating hard liquor. No, we are talking about shops like clothes and shoes and bags and food and everything, including everything. Yeah, you know, money exchanges. There are shops. They're doing business. And within the hotel, within the airport are hotels up floor. And up floor, there are swimming pool, golf course, up floor in the hotel. To the point that for 1 minute you may feel that you are not a passenger. For 1 minute, you will feel that you are not a passenger. When I checked in everything, the airline has checked all of us in, including first class, business class, and economy passengers. And everybody have been given a voucher according to their classes of seat and, you know, or cabin. And they have been allowed to go into their hotel rooms within the same airport. Hotel rooms, you know, are within the airport. Nobody's going out of the airport. So that anytime the volcanic ash clears, we are on our way. My floor was the 8th floor. I just got into the lift. I pressed number 8. It took me to the 8th floor. It was the last floor of the hotel. When I went into that particular hotel, which was still within the airport, I met, you know, people, business people in the sabbatical lounge, you know, having business meetings and conferences. And I met also holiday makers who are all passengers. All of them are still passengers, but they are up there, you know, in bikini, in swim costumes, and they are swimming. There are big swimming pool full of glass, tempered glass put together up there on the 8th floor, and people are swimming in transparent glass swimming pool. What does swimming pool mean from? But there is a golf course up there, and people were teeing up there. 8th floor. For 1 minute, if you look at the excitement of the people who were at the snooker table and the people who were in the club and the way they were drinking, dancing to music, for 1 minute, you will forget that they are passengers. But we were all still in that airport. So I stood there. It took me some few minutes to, you know, acquaint myself to my environment. You know, we don't know when the flight is going to call. And so they have given us vouchers. The vouchers allow me to shop for clothes, for shoes, for anything as long as I am within my voucher parameters. And I can order any food. And so I just took my hand baggage. I went into my room, room number 6. You know, I wasn't too far away. Room number 6. Very beautiful room. I entered into the place. I have a lounge for myself. I have a big screen, 75 inches on the wall. I have air conditioners and heaters at the same time, depending on the climatology or the humidity in that particular room. If I want air condition, I could put it on. If I want heat, I could put it on. I had that. And I looked at that. I had an office area where I could open up my laptop and then I could do business from that place. I could organize this church and monitor what was going on in the branches from that particular place, you know, because I had access to the internet. But I was still a passenger. I sat in that hotel room and I was gazing and watching and looking around. Then I entered into my bedroom. Within the hotel, there is a hall or a lounge. And then there is a bedroom. And then there is an ensuite bathroom within my hotel. And so I just, you know, in my space is just like half of this pulpit or altar in my room. I checked the bed. It was a water bed. My first time of sleeping on a water bed. Not the mattress that I slept on in my hometown. That was not the mattress. This mattress is full of warm water. And so she is in it. We now the bed, she blanket us so. You know, and then immediately I lay on. I remembered that I didn't come with my day. But I was still a passenger. I laid on the bed. I said, man, move him. He said, hey, peace be still. It was a water bed. It was not foam. It was not orthopedic. It was not low or high density. It was water within the mattress. And yet the bed sheet has said so. And I'm sleeping. I checked the bed. When I finished, I checked. You know, there was a little kitchenette. It had a microwave. It had, a little coffee maker in there. It had chocolate coffee. Even out of the coffee, there were different coffee. Cappuccino, cappuccino, whatever chino, were all lined up there. You know, the coffee. You know, me here, and then I took the menu chart. Then I could see spare ribs and steak. And I said, now you're talking. Now, you know, there were fishes, sniper fish, grouper fish, salmon, and all that. I said, I will be with you very soon. I went into the ensuite bathroom. Then I saw the jacuzzi fit nicely, a walk-in enclosure, nice huge mirrors. I love myself, so I need the mirrors to see myself. You know, I checked it out, beautiful. Then I saw the shower in there. The spa is such that I could go into the spa and there is a steam in it. I sit down, I put it on, the heat comes out. I strip naked and sit down and put the steam on, and the heat is, you know, bouncing and blasting on me. Then as it's oozing out, I can come out and run the bath, the bubble deal, and then lay in that bath. You know, whilst I am in the steam, this thing is just moving. I'm coming to, you know, wash in the jacuzzi, but I'm still a passenger. Then I ordered food. I ordered rice and grouper and sniper fish. It came with pepper, onions, green pepper, sliced vegetables, amazing, and pineapple juice. And it came very long, tall glasses, you know, and they cut all the juices in it. Then, whilst I was in the jacuzzi, the food is next to me. Yeah. And I'm even in the bathroom, there is another screen of television. Yeah. So that day, there was a football match. I put it on the football match. Even though I'm not a football fan, I put it on the football match. And then I remembered I had a wife, so I called it. I'm saying, of course, oh, what did he? Or see, I never could be a damn Mufansa, 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 Mufansa. My magic sniper, group of me da jacuzzi. Yeah. And you Christo, I don't remember, four mini pets, I mean, can be died. It's a moment, Mohontomo, and Che, Ube, whom you are, a cancel flight, and then can there was a minute, but I and then me time. So I'm having a nice time here, Monsomonium, and you, and Che, and then, you know, I cut the phone. I'm watching, I finish eating, and all that, put a place outside. I came and lay on the waterbed, put on, you know, a nice movie. You know, they having nice movie, shooting, jumping all over. The thing in the movie, amazing. You know, I'm having a nice time, but I am a passenger. Every room in that hotel has a little speaker and is connected to the airport intercom. So whilst I'm there all this while, occasionally I get a message. May I have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen? Flight number this, flying to this, flight number that, going to Zurich, flight number that, going to Istanbul, flight number this, going to, you know, New Zealand, flight number that, going to this. And, you know, we are, so all this while I have been hearing the announcement. Then I slept. Early morning, my flight number is BA081. Which is toward Kotoka International Airport. Flight BA081. If I forget everything, that I can't forget. Flight BA081, which is, you know, bound for Accra. Then, whilst I'm sleeping, early morning, around 6:30 in the morning, I get a rude awakening. It was the intercom. It went, ding-dong. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Will all passengers traveling on flight number BA081 board to Accra, Kotoka? I said, that is my flight. I jumped up off the bed and quickly went into the shower. Showered quickly, changed fast, picked up my hand luggage. Then the announcement went on again. You know, then suddenly it was not calling for the passengers. Now they were calling my name. Passenger, Reverend Prophet Kofi Amoa Odro Osei, you are delaying British Airways flight BA081 to Accra, Kotoka. Will you proceed to boarding gate number 32 and board for departure? Then I heard my name the second time. Yeah, passenger Kofi Amoa Odro Osei, you are delaying British Airways flight number BA081. Me see, I ran, but before I ran, I left the jacuzzi. I left the waterbed. I left the screens. I left the air conditioner. I left the nice sofas. I left everything within that room. Everything, including everything, the jacuzzi, the spa, everything, including the menu. I left everything. I didn't take anything that belonged to that room. And I closed the door. Went into the lift, came down, went to gate number 32, and I was on board British Airways flight. That day, the Lord spoke to my heart and said to me, this is the same way. You will leave everything. Everything, including your nice cars, your nice clothes, your nice everything. You will leave everything. The day we bury you, we will never bury you with your nice house. Your money will not come with you. You will go naked because you came naked. I'm talking to a wise man and a wise woman this morning. It is a mystery. When your time comes, you will leave everything because you are a passenger. I said you are a passenger. I said you are a passenger. Everybody sitting here is a passenger. We are all waiting for our flight. I will not remind anybody of pain, but a very good friend of mine, Bishop Justice Kwejo Bento, has boarded the flight. Prophet Yao Ajiman Bedu has boarded that flight. Bishop Rex Odom have boarded that flight. Yeah. Recently, we saw Dr. Abraham DeLove boarded that flight. Recently, one of the gallant soldiers of the Lord, Evangelist Morgan, boarded that flight. My father, Kwesi Amuakum, have boarded that flight. The only reason why we are here is that our time and our flight has not yet arrived. The flight is not calling yet. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the day the flight calls, your money will not come. Your inheritance will not come. I thank God for anything that you have. I bless God for your property, your wealth, and your degree. I even want to go further and talk about, I want to thank God for your awards. Thank God for the award you have won. But the day will come, it will not come with you. And that is a mystery. That is a mystery. Yeah, When my father laid here on that Saturday, and we read tributes for him, he had already boarded that flight.
Anything
we said was useless to his ears. He never heard it. He will never hear it. Sometimes the people in the memorial service will say, Papa, when you are hearing me in heaven, he can't hear you. As a matter of fact, sometimes they are in hell. And they may not even hear, you know, they don't have the luxury and the peace to hear anything you are saying. And so when we take people for granted on earth, we may not have the opportunity to make it right with them. We may not have the opportunity to, you know, confess or repent or make it right with them. Ladies and gentlemen, may I tell you, all the passengers seated here and all of you who are watching us, passengers, passengers, we are all covered the plane while our hand times are. I'm talking to the ministers of state, members of parliament. You are all passengers. Passengers, I'm okay. Come, mafu for the sosa. Move from mass and cramming. Passengers. You guys are the passengers. They're from Niena. It shoots me. And then in Casa. It's Chirino. Passenger, Chiri passenger. You are very interesting people. And what breaks my heart as I close with that, the most pleading thing right now on earth, which is not only in the church, but on earth right now, is marriages and relationships. People, I look at the way the passengers have become so mean and so cruel to each other. A wife can frustrate a husband so much until they lose their mind. Passenger, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? A man was telling me, "Me yira tete me as say Matthias yabontene." Na me mpratu ya no, u preach no me tie pa. But me mpratu ya no ntimi nye ba ko. Say me won pra for four. Me no bia wo. Yeah, me yira first me man no 3000 cedis every month. He say Matthias wo about 1000 because me wo e ma wo baby for four. Now, passengers in Enya akuku draw. Ewo ponem. Passengers. Woman akuku draw. Ewo ponem. It is said, your mamma in Kamidami hotel room. No, my sorry, every ho. Makobo passenger for Fropno. Eunia, I was saying, Ukruni, oh. Empano, you know, I'm saying, Midi Mihita, and do Mammy Masodi and Makura, no, Nedam. You couldn't bet here, no, Namita will be here. Passenger for passengers, yeah, bunker for chrono passengers into your tax, your duty. When you enter into the business world, then you will know that there are no Christians. Oh, yeah, many people don't pay duty in this country. They bring cars, they don't pay duty. They bring goods, they don't pay duty. Because they have people in there who manipulate figures. Somebody will tell me, but it's a computer. But the person controls the computer. There are wicked passengers at, you know, the Tema Port Airport, Takra Deport, Elubo Border, Aflawo Border. The passengers have become wicked. They go into their service for only 6 months and they build mansions. These are passengers. One more form of Niema. But, and Niema, we put down in a Udru plane. And I said, hey, these things don't cross this border. This is excess baggage. Excess baggage. Don't fly with anybody. The Kaiser, but Ghana Airways won. When Ghana Airways was still operating, Ukonu when your excess baggage, you see my uncle, be one of the Ghana for near be a suitcase, so near two of them, near Susan, near many be near the Amaya, near said, you go for your mommy. Sometimes it made a command on the Akupe Robert be a gum, a quad, a quack of fruit boarding gate. A drew on the quack of a baby. Because here can be everything. We want everything to go with us. Ghana, for we want Akrantia to go with us. We want it to go with us. Prekase, we want it to go with us. Ajine, you know, Akwebi, we want it to go with us. Kobe, we want to go. The things that we do not get when we are in America, when we are in UK, in Dubai, in Qatar, in Oman, you know, in Jordan, in Bahrain, in Saudi Arabia, when we are traveling, we want to carry it all with us. I realized something, you know, when I got to the Milan airport, I think Milan airport or, you know, Schiphol airport, one of them. When I got there, I saw Ghana for, and the airport regulations is that when say yeye duane ne yewo nuane bia ehye da bon te se kako te se prekese te se kobi te se momone obi achechire momone achechire adwene ene wa achechire apese apese achechire apese ya what they call Holland. It abro fune here or say, can you, excuse me ma'am, can you take that stinking stuff and dump it in the dustbin there? Obi will be bugger meat in here, sing stinking stuff. Will be bugger meat, will be a qua punchy today. I hope bears a bosom. Tiania! Take the stinking stuff and put it in the garbage. Not one pump, I dear no. Utimu se adie yi ne ma me koto bra wo bra ene bi ni ho ye she yansa na ne nzeka na wo kuta boga meat pan wo de koto bolem sana be ye when you get to the line of eternity the Lord will say yem fa we cross so dump it. So then I will speak of the last mystery and take the rest to Bible study. The mystery of new life in Christ. It's a mystery. When a man is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things passes away. Behold, everything becomes new. You know, that scripture is an amazement. I'm telling you, when a person lifts their hands unto Christ and say that I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Sweet, that is not a joke. This is why it becomes so strange to me when you sleep in your boyfriend's house and you find no, you know, nothing wrong with it. Come jumping around, blowing in your thick tongues. I'm talking to you. Repentance is all about heart, conscience, and motives. Heart, conscience, and motives. Your heart. Your conscience, your motives. If this does not repent, you have not repented. Your heart, your conscience, your motives. Your heart, your conscience, your this is the epicenter of transformation. Your heart, your conscience, your motives. Your heart, your conscience. You know that you will not marry this man. Why are you taking his money? Why are you taking his money when you know I will not marry him? Your heart, your conscience, they don't do things for free. No one, you will not, don't take it. Because, or be too true. I'm talking to you. And the Bible said a curse with a cause will stand. Oh yeah, a curse with a cause will stand. Your heart. Yeah. Your heart and your motive. For the last time, your heart, your conscience, and your motives. Makafu, I don't know why you do what you do, but it will. God is going to judge your heart, your conscience, and your motives. Pastor Steve, it's only going to be your heart, your conscience, and your motives. I finish this service by telling you, passengers, your heart, your conscience, your motives. The Lord will judge that. Your heart, your conscience, your motive. Would you hear? God will put it on in with power. So,
wickedness
going on in homes. How will you justify a police officer in uniform who works with dope soap but beats his wife?
An officer
in uniform, the person who is supposed to check domestic violence, is beating his wife. Wouldn't Prosifor Uncle Baras and go to India goes, oh.
Uniform!
Where he were any soon we are pie, we are soon.
Obi brim obia.
Obi to me goji obi because Ochina wants to be brim odia. You really are tears already. Now you want why a woman is say, you turn your to set dear. I said, dear, your buttons they said, dear, your preach it they said, dear, but
hey,
I am telling you that if all this preaching does not transform you, it is because your heart, your motives, your conscience is dead. Oh, you can clap your hands.
Assume you have 10 years passenger
would assume you can concern me.
This
is why, you know, I am so shocked. Bring the camera, let me say this as I close. I am so shocked that the constitution of Ghana says nothing about morality, freedom and justice, yes, but what about the character of the person in the swivel chair?
The morals
of that person, financial integrity. Where is that? Penny moon, you na ye buno, but umuneho.
Shocking!
A shocking man. The moment you sleep with a mistress, you have disgraced your wife, you have disgraced your children, and you have disgraced yourself. Above all, you have disgraced the position, the seat on which you sit on.
The day
I destroyed my marital vows, I have destroyed the anointing, disdain God. I have destroyed this office in which I stand. I have disgraced my wife, my children. Above all, I have disgraced all of you.
In the ansana.
Think about all these people.
Yes!
And I'm talking here to preachers.
This!
Oh, yeah. To be titty, Bemasa. On where the animal only on a one na one syringe, but or to feel her. Or to feel her. To feel Sophobia. Ye bomb pie mano. Ne yere. I'm at the compound, no more tea, and I want over the year. I'm sorry. Na a compound house. Na if you run at the home. And so the wife, while they're having child, the wife is fighting with a tenant.
Fighting
with a tenant in that place whilst we are having whatever.
Shocking.
Interesting. I sit down and I'm asking myself,
somebody
must be able to tell you, rebuke you, and put you back in line. That you are on your way to hell. Yeah. I gave you one of my goals to hell. Yeah. One of those is lies and truth. Yeah. When you say, I bring your mankind. It is the same thing when our leaders promise things they cannot fulfill.
I'm telling you,
when the president of Ghana makes a promise and forgets that he has made a promise, that leads to hell. When a preacher makes, you know, a submission which is oxymoronic to the word of God, that leads to hell. When we stand here and we declare a prophetic word which never came from the mind, the womb of God, that leads to hell. Lying will never enter the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling you, lying. Prosifor your case. That's a docket, Haira. Really? Docket, Haira. I was so shocked. The other day, J.B. Dankwa Edu's docket is missing. I thought that he was part of this government. Is there anything this government needs to tell us? Justice for the dead MP. Justice for the slain MP. He deserves it. He deserves it. His children are orphans. His wife is a widow. And you are hanging around your wives. And his docket is missing. Really? If I say me visa the Ghana Police Service, what happened to Akwana Wokuchucha? Any panam share free jibu or sunyane no? Because he's saying, we want to know. We want to know. I want to ask the Ghana Police Service, you know, what has happened to Ahmed Swale's death? If his family are not asking, I'm asking. Means that if you know somebody, you can get away with things. I told the people, if you are a thief and you want to get away with stuff, join a political party. Then, when you steal, they will come and rescue you. That is where we are. And you come to sit in church and I look at your face and I'm looking at your face and saying hallelujah to you. You are a passenger. You are a passenger. I'm looking at strange things happening. I see anyomni pononse wunu negu yefun so. The word of the Lord is there. Mam rangume in free when num junwe yuaniana jofe you said the assembly. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. And kabrantia, this is what you were working with. What shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to your word. You know, thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. Nankagana yedinante, righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. Yeah, nanka yediwinenam. If you go to the course, they will start with, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Not my bosom can cry. No, yamudijina independence. Yeah, nanamon samafoyense unu. I'm telling you, or maybe I would tell you, I'm a fool for you. I'm a yard also. I'm carrying a wooing and go my head and I are patchy a yabba fine. Huh? Head and I are patchy a yabba fine. Ghana is struggling when I look at the young men queuing at the American embassy. Woman to me, queue to the runabout. Why? At the end of what Ghana hire, Pamu Yafria. I am Gassia Memu, Gassia Boo. Yeah, nyachum. Yeah, enu tuo, enzumen tuo, ensem fon boné euruka adwen fi ene waha. Enu no mu dwane. That is what they are running away from. Stand to your feet. Passengers! I'm talking to passengers. May I have your attention, please? Will all passengers traveling to the kingdom of God please amend your ways and proceed to your boarding gate?
amend your ways
and proceed to boarding gate salvation.
Amend your ways
and proceed to boarding gate repentance. I'm talking to the wise. Amend your ways and proceed to boarding gate. Mureba. Betina kwasi da tie we num na. Wakobu obi kwasi a.
I'm telling you.
When you obi kunu da onkwaso ate.
I'm telling
you. I don't care what you think, but God is a judge.
Whatsoever
a man soweth, he will reap. I'm telling you. Adwuma nyamede ahyem nsei me di jimi eho atemu ho. God will never say we a crusade or twak. No. Ugua ubitwa. And so today also I will repeat. Ubi ba no ane ne teno. Sa wo mpe na asemo a faneko.
Because
adi ya wunti mi mfa nye wawoba. Udi ye ubi ba. Ono miye eche nkuru. I told you the mind of God. Passengers munti ye. Ubi ya mfebi ibi ya mfriha. Thank God for houses. Thank God for your jobs. But if a man gains the whole world and loses his own soul, ke kwa sori ya we no na ye ke kachiri nipa. Nye wo be kwa America. Di America ya di ay. Adi ya di America. Mini America ya di ay. Nye wo be kwa America. I'm telling you your salvation. O kwa America na uni salvation baso be na kosa. Huh? Come and receive a breakthrough, but you are not saved. You don't. You come to church, but you are not saved. Oh, it's possible. You can come to Alabaster for 10 years and not know Christ. I'm telling you. You can be in Alabaster and not be born again. You can sing and not know Christ. You can sing about the Christ and you don't know him. I'm talking to you.
Fawo ba ne ni nsene ne da
no mo je da kwa wo ikure efiri uni obi ada saa 4 years eja na wa nware no ya mi betri awuka ya mi betri awuka ya mi betri awuka
Winty, I'm telling you, this is why many people have erectile dysfunctions.
You are now so what tear free all. You are tenor. You are so much tenor. We want to say, who is it, Benna? Who is it, Benna? Who is it, Benna? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Yeah. Two kokodru here. Pharmacy here where he have a corner penny for some more drivers to a drew with Brahmi. She say you want to know when you drew no cry. I'm a comfort book or here. Play the national anthem. Your right hand is on your.
Oh,
Kindly stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana, on the altar of God, and please pray for this nation. I make intercession for all the wickedness that have been purported in this country, and its blood stings our flag. Father, pardon us. Forgive the killings of the judges and the generals. It was murder. It was murder. It was murder. It was murder. Forgive all the spillage, pettiness, political vindictiveness that killed people like J.B. Dankwa in prison. Be gracious and merciful. I pray for your love, your grace, and your kindness. Please show us your mercy. I give you thanks. Put your two hands on your heart and pray for yourself. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord this week. Wherever you'll be going, whatever you'll be doing, including your spouse and children, commit them into the presence of God, and we ask the blessings of the grace of God in the name of Jesus. Come on. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of your suffering, being made conformable unto your death. That I may know you and the power of your resurrection. That I may know you and the fellowship of your suffering. That I may know you. Your ways, for Moses knew your ways. Psalm 103 verse 7. Yeah. Moses knew your acts, and the children of Israel were the beneficiaries. Yeah. Give you thanks. And Father, thank you for the privilege to hear your unadulterated word. The word says it is prudent. The wise is he that builds his house on a solid foundation. And he that hears your word and obeys it, lives by the prescriptions of it, is like a wise man that builds his house on a solid rock. I pray in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, water the word. And grant us the peace and the obedience to live righteously, godly, in your fear, trembling at your word unto salvation. I pray for this beautiful people, and I pray that your hand will lead them. I pray for Ghana, pray for my president, I pray for his wife and family. I am praying in the name of Jesus for the people of Ghana. Let them know that righteousness will always exalt a nation. And sin, it will be always a reproach. And when they seek you, they will find you. I give you thanks for your faithfulness. In Jesus' precious name. Sweet melodies, you can clap your hands. 94.3. I'm on Sun TV, Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. You want to join us for our offerings? 0249-80-9911. The 0249-80-9911. Or 059-229-6667. 059-229-6667. You can join us. This is Alabaster International Ministry. I brought you this live broadcast service from all of us here in the Amponsa Memorial Temple. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you all next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.